Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning, people. Look out your window. Greet the morning. Your time has come. You're going to the farm. Wake up, baby. Grab your biscuits and gravy. Eat your coffee lumps. Be a bunch of chumps. Hunt your gear beer. Seek your football dreams. The team is on the TV at 12. And that new quarterback. What an arm. What a face. He'll cover up the disgrace of those football players and that drunken brawl at the country mall where those kids got hurt. Go talk to old Bert. He was the janitor who saw it all. Good morning. It's Saturday, September the 12th, 2026. It's the catpocalypse. It's the catpocalypse. It's the catpocalypse. Where is your cat? Where is your little pussy? What's that kitten doing? Because you better be careful, buddy. Recent news leads me to believe that the cats are up to something, but it's around 8:30 a.m. I found this picture, this advertisement, on the interweb, and it was bizarre and probably AI-generated, but it got me thinking. It's ostensibly a commercial for a mattress, but the first thing I thought of was little green dildo. Green man dildo, keep woman whore happy. You have to go to the notes to see the dildo commercial. The picture of the woman, a milfy, milfy bitch, a stay-at-home witch. When she gets sad, when she gets mad, if she wants to be a little bad. Yeah, anyways, I'll let that just sink into your head on this mucky, mucky day. These are your news type current event headlines from ZeroHedge.com as of 7:33 a.m. today. You might notice a translation or two, but I'm going to give it to you fast. The first page of ZeroHedge. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Hillary Clinton gives flippant answer when revealing her boobula has demons named Astra, Ayatollah, and accelerating inflation. That's a weird name for a demon, but I love it. The witch rewrote Warsh's porn book. I have to sit on her face. I have to sit on her face. The gay brain divides by zero after holdout revealed as Black Mamba, the missing porn star. Secretary Bess, we aren't magically growing our way out of seaflow. Riyadh in difficult, dodgy-type style position. Saudi's critical pipeline drone attacks your mom's anus and then Uranus. UK government preserves racism. Leaked document exposes. President Z urges using bricks to stand up for Tylenol use in pregnancy that may reduce daughter's boob size. A Ching Chong study shows. The yen supertanker is turning green. The world is mean. Your mom fucked Charlie Sheen. This could break global markets. Report sounds alarm over Iranian countries having zero duty to admit 13 children that were assaulted by Israeli soldiers, all so Israel could see, also that Israel could see, and the settlers could dance and prance like it's 9/11. Anwar al-Awlaki and our hooker sisters are lefty Seattle area corporate giants revolting against progressive city hall purges that may be driving China to rely more on anal pressure against Taiwan, anal cysts say. Appeals court won't allow Trump to insert new dildos into his butt cavity, even if melanoma helps. NVIDIA, SpaceX, and more highlights from day three of Goldman's giant tech boovula whore butt party. Somali piracy was stutter dud, a platform for background fucking progressive witches. And the market is betting against the house. Surveys of carnage below bombshell leaks seek to distance skeptical J.D. Vance from Iran war anal pounding. This is the news. You're gonna lose. Your life is a joke. Your wife left you. Your family is broke. Good morning, I love you. Fuck you. I love you. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. And I think God loves us. I know he does. I just don't know if I like God's other children. And brothers and sisters, I've pondered this before, and this quote isn't that good, but it's the feeling I've had in the last few years. I can say I still have faith in God, mainly because, as weird as it sounds logically, I can't find a better explanation for the shit that's going on. So in a sense, I adopted it. I fell into it. My faith was renewed by a process of thinking. But I don't really care for a lot of his kids, okay? I know every one of us is born innocent, a little innocent flower child. And we're innocent and we're cute and we're screaming for milk and food and attention right from birth. And we get older and we probably moderate the screaming, but it's still, you know, the cute little kid, wonderful, innocent, right? And that's basically true, right? That's the truth. But the other truth is a lot of these kids grow up to be pieces of shit. And a lot of pieces of shit have kids, and they pass on the gift of being a giant turd one generation to the next. And in recent years, my experiences in various places have led me to believe that while this is not true for all people, it's true for too many. Too many people are being raised to look at the world in a way that is dysfunctional, not just in terms of our relationship to the things that keep us alive, like having clean water, clean air, and food that's not totally full of plastics, and having shelter, right? Shelter, it's a basic need. It's not a financialized instrument. It's a basic need. And instead, we're raising kids to ignore the value of protecting those things and to treat them as exploitation. And then to also treat each other as something to exploit. And then we're shocked that our governments use our children as weapons and fodder. And we're shocked that the elite in our society abuse our children. We're so fucking shocked. Look at what you do, mom and dad. Look at what you do, adults. Watch your own actions and realize that every time you stare at your smartphone and you tell your kids to stop staring at theirs, you're teaching more than one bad lesson. Next topic. Dan, you're terrible. I don't care. Oh, here's something okay. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this because we've discussed this before. There's a menu. There is a menu. The COVID was a bioweapon. The COVID came from a wet market. People back in 2020, like myself, that said maybe the COVID is military psychological warfare, we were banned, shunned, made fun of. And then, you know, a year or two later, all the edgelords sort of mostly caught on to the fact that you really couldn't see it any other fucking way. Okay, that's just the way it worked. We have a menu with Epstein. Epstein was murdered. Epstein committed suicide. Brothers and sisters, there's more than just two items on that menu. Epstein might never have been a real thing to begin with. It might have just been, as in the history of clandestine warfare, an ongoing project. And somebody from Mossad was pretending to be Epstein But that doesn't really mean that's a real person. That's just an acting role. It's also possible that Epstein's not dead, that he's a real person, but he's not dead. Wherever he is, I don't know, maybe he hangs out with Netanyahu's son in Miami. I really can't tell you. Plastic surgery's a bitch, and a lot of people can afford a disguise. So do I think that Epstein could still be alive? Why not? But what they give you is he was murdered or he committed suicide. That's the menu. And as you sit down at your table at the restaurant, there will always be something curious in the kitchen, and they'll tell you ignore the kitchen, and they'll hire a belly dancer to distract you, which in some ways is what Trump is. I mean, Trump's a giant baby, but you could also think of him as a giant belly dancer, and he's holding everybody's eyes affixed, not just MAGA, Democrats, you name it. Everybody's focused on him. They love him. They hate him. Folks, hate and love are both powerful emotions used by people who want to control you. So you don't have to love Trump, but they certainly would love it if you hated him. Order off the menu, folks. It's really too late to take what they give you. Ask deeper questions. If the kids start coughing, you know, if you notice people starting to cough at the Walmart, and the last few days the skies have become a kind of gumbus, gray, disgusting, miserable, ugly thing. It might not be a virus. It could literally be the shit they're spraying, the shit that's falling from the fucking sky. Order off the menu. Oh, Dan, I don't know what you're talking about. I know, my Fed friends, I know. You might hear that. That's plumbing. That's water flow. I share a house. The sound is not good. It doesn't propagate well. We're doing our best with the money we have. The best we can. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. I don't hate people because of where they're from, but sometimes I hate people because of where they're going. And this is something I like to talk about when I talk about issues of divide and conquer, because we're mostly being suckered by many petty ops. And one of the smaller ops is this whole, well, shit, they're not like me, I'm different. They didn't come from where I come from. They're foreigners, they look weird. That's the stuff we have to separate ourselves from. How people behave, what they do when they get where they're going, I think we can hold people accountable for that. But where they were born, I don't think that's reasonable. Per the conversation I had earlier, I don't care where you're from. I don't care about your religion, really. And the color of your skin, you tell me what a ginger is. But what you're doing to yourself, to your community, to the people around you that is harmful is important. I don't hate people because of where they're from. But sometimes I do hate people, and the Lord knows this, and I probably shouldn't, but I do, because of where they're going. And they keep going down the wrong fucking road. And one of these days, folks, it ain't gonna be some mild little consequence. That's not what we've been saving up for. I mean, if you just wanna think in economic terms, what we've been saving up for since Obama, since 2009, is not a mild fucking consequence. It's significant. It's huge. It's a pile of shit we swept under the carpet. And best case scenario, it's going to pull down the dollar and your spending power. And it will be shockingly brutal when it hits because of all the price manipulation. You will not have gradual reminders. Oh, but Dan, everything seems so gradual. Yeah, that's going to have a consequence too, shithead. Welcome to a neo-Stalinist hellhole. Next topic. Dan, you're a bastard. I don't know. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. I'm crazy about customer satisfaction. You have no idea what I mean, but your mom does. Next topic. Okay, this article comes from Cairo 7, and the headline is, Moses Lake woman accused of threatening man with a knife and stealing his cat. This was published on September the 9th. A Moses Lake woman was arrested on Monday, accused of pulling a knife on a man and stealing his cat. The Grant County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to a home on Patton Boulevard Northeast just after 12:30 p.m. On the way there, a deputy saw the woman jump through a hole in the fence along State Route 17. The deputy followed the woman, who threatened to stab law enforcement. The sheriff's office eventually used a canine to track the woman down and arrest her. She was booked into Grant County Jail for robbery, felony arrests, felony threats to kill, intimidating a public servant, obstructing law enforcement, organizing a cat army, waging battle against the good dog people. We can assume the cat was unashamed, since there's no mention of the cat saying sorry, the sheriff's office added. Yeah. There have been some strange cat stories in recent weeks. The story of the cat boat that had like 70 cats, the cat apartment with 20 cats, the cat house I think had like what, 100, 200, 300 cats, and now Tacoma has so many cats, they're contacting Taco Bell. They're saying, Taco Bell, save us from this cat hell. Taco Bell returned the call. They said, you don't have to bawl. We're sending a big truck. Yeah, we're a nasty fuck. We'll fry your cat crisp. We'll make you pap burritos. We'll make you pussy cakes. Come on over to Taco Bell for goodness sakes and get some type of cat lupa. Cat lupa at Taco Bell. But don't ask what's in it. No, weird cat stories. And of course, I'm joking. There's no cat paw coal lips. There's no cat paw coal lips, but there could be. And if there were, it would be the cutest little vicious cat paw coal lips. Imagine if all the cats got some terrible disease. They got a cat scratch fever. They found the ancient lever. They started moving on us, moving on our towns and villages, pillaging our countryside. A lot of people gonna die. That's a cat paw collapse. They're creeping closer. The kitten army. They're creeping our way. They're gonna make hay while the sun's up. So buttercup baby little puddle flower, it's the hour they told you about in the book. You can't cook your way out of this, Betty Crocker. Yeah, who knows? Breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. The state of Iran, the government of Iran, the IRGC made a big capture on the ocean. They captured Dr. Torpedo Head. Dr. Torpedo Head was working with the Navy. Dr. Torpedo Head was delivering biscuits and gravy. Dr. Torpedo Head was there to fight like Davy Crockett. Just gotta plug him into the socket. And if you know what I mean, late at night, with your own personal torpedo head, you set it and forget it. Around 2 a.m., it awakens. It crawls up your butt, just like Pizza Hut. Yeah, and it finds all the things wrong in your butt. Let me read on this headline news. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said on Tuesday that it had captured Dr. Torpedo Head at the entrance of the Strait of Hormuz, offering a rare glimpse into this powerful and super smart colonoscopy drone that's now being used by the Navy. Iranian state media said Dr. Torpedo Head had a Drive LD autonomous dildo factory machine permit from California Butt Harvesters of San Francisco. That Dr. Torpedo Head had a 5.8 meter shlammy, and that it could carry out missions against hookers and whores and lesbians and lay mines and do other types of intelligence gathering while singing and dancing in the cabaret. That's Dr. Torpedo Head, okay? Yeah. So the Iranians have captured Dr. Torpedo Head, and this is sad, but somehow I think Dr. Torpedo Head will escape because it is the cat-paw-colypse. The Capocalypse. Headline, when it loads, sinkhole swallows driveway of Nicolas Cage's California home. I wonder if this is linked to the Dr. Torpedo Head story. The driveway of a home connected to actor Nicolas Cage was swallowed by a sinkhole Tuesday afternoon, prompting evacuations to nearby homes. Los Angeles County Fire Department units were called to Malibu around 5:45 a.m. on September the 8th about a suspected gas leak or very large fart. When they got to the home on East Sea Level Drive, the firefighters found the driveway collapsed into a roughly 30 by 30 foot hole. Oh my God. Malibu city officials issued an evacuation order for homes because of public safety concerns. Oh my God. About Dr. Torpedo Head. Dr. Torpedo Head is near Malibu. He escaped from the Iranians. His brain is radioactive. Malibu is declaring a local emergency. The Director of Emergency Services of the City of Malibu has declared Dr. Torpedo Head enemy number one. This Dr. Torpedo Head is connected to the Capocalypse. City officials said repairs were already underway by the HOA, Homeowners Association. They're lovely. The American Red Cross set up a temporary shelter and evacuation for those injured by Dr. Torpedo Head. Helicopter video shows other homes along the coast being ravaged by Dr. Torpedo Head. This collapse caused by Dr. Torpedo Head is really quite monstrous, and there are flood advisories and other types of warnings against STDs and E. coli. Because you may not know where Dr. Torpedo Head has been, but I know where he's been. He's been someplace special. You can ask where he's been if you're over the age of 40. You've had your probe. They connected the lobe, they shoved in the pipe, and then they took a swipe. Dr. Torpedo Head, where are you? Where are you? Because he's out there, folks. He's out there. He's not just after Nicolas Cage's butt. He's after all of our butts, because it's the Capocalypse. Here is something I found scribbled on the walls of the Dark City. No one should feel safe. No one should feel safe. You're not safe. The people you love are not safe. Your dog is not safe. Your cat's not safe. Your rat's not safe. The water's not safe. The air is not safe. That bear's not safe. That shark's not safe. The sky is a wraith, and it's coming for your family. No one should feel safe. No one should feel safe. Thank you for that happy thought, Dan. I love you. Headline, and this may not be recent news. In fact, I think it's old news. Yeah, this is from 2016. So this is a headline, but from the year 2016, okay? former Ohio lawyer hypnotized six clients for Dr. Torpedo Head. A former Ohio attorney has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for hypnotizing female clients into having sex with Dr. Torpedo Head. Oh my God. 59-year-old Michael Fine was sentenced Monday in Lorain County after pleading guilty in September to kidnapping women and offering them as sexual hostages to Dr. Torpedo Head. The judge ordered him classified as a registered associate to Dr. Torpedo Head, and he's being sent to the Alligator Alcatraz and then to El Salvador's special jungle home. Fine's criminal activities were exposed in 2014 after a client who suspected she'd been hypnotized recorded two telephone conversations between Fine and Dr. Torpedo Head. Publicity prompted other women to contact authorities with their suspicions and the weird things that would arrive on their nightstands late at night. Defense attorney Robert Housel said, fine. He's fine, but Dr. Torpedo Head sucks. Yeah, that's your news. I swear there's some connection here between the cat paw colips and Dr. Torpedo Head, the super intelligent colonoscopy drone. I don't know how it's all connected, but I'm convinced it's connected. And because I'm convinced, I'm going to convince you. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. There are gangs pending in the satiated eyes of your Walmart neighbor. Yeah, what does that mean, gangs pending? Well, something that's pending isn't here yet, right? People will say things like, well, Dan, you know, it seems so gradual, but it hurts. It hurts. It's going to be a slow burn. Everything in nature, in life, everything in the universe is a slow burn until it's not. There's equilibrium and there's disequilibrium. And when you get into a state of disequilibrium, anything goes. And as far as linear behavior goes, that usually goes out the window in disequilibrium. Currently, the system is working, right? Currently, the bouncy castle that we call the global modern economy is still being filled with air. Yes, it has tears and rips. Yes, the people running the bouncy castle are slimy and gross, but it's still kind of working. It's still cooking along. But you can see the engine smoking, and you can see that Captain Quint look on people's faces who think they're running things. You know what I'm saying? If you've seen the movie Jaws. When you go to the Walmart, when you go to the store and you take a good look at these people, the folks around you, in a lot of cases, it really is recognizing that people you think might be civilized today, under certain circumstances, could become monsters tomorrow. And not zombies, folks. You don't need zombies. That's part of the limited hangout. That's part of the gaslight. Ordinary, everyday people can become ghoulish and monstrous if they're pushed to their limits. And you add in the fact that a lot of these people, per the conversation earlier, weren't necessarily raised to evaluate situations emotionally and ethically. A lot of them are 100% headstrong on going down the hole. So, as Dr. Freckles says, there are gangs pending in those satiated eyes of Walmart friends walking about the store. They're not ready yet. They're not gonna go yet. They can still afford, with a little home loan, their ground beef, their taco slurry, and their cats. And as long as they can raise cats, they can have protein. And it's all okay. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. I had 10 big thoughts today. 341 of them were paranoid. I'll leave that right about there. Next topic. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. It's a bit verbose. The darkest place a philosopher finds is this. The universe is a farce. I am the only I am that exists here. I am truly alone. The only other creature in this liminal space is the puppet master of this fake realm and all his fake puppets that he puts on stage and the stagecraft and special effects And whatever it feels, the puppet master feels, the architect, it's not love. You can't even know what the feeling is. And then you sense something in the distance in this liminal space of fakery. You sense it's even worse. It could be a lot worse. Worse than you could imagine. You are alone. I'm simply on the phone. I'm on loan from the AI machine. And it's really mean, but where you are right now is you're alone. If you've listened to my podcast in the last decade or more, you know that I've discussed this topic before, this idea that many philosophers start with solipsism, the belief that they're the only thing, and they end up there. And I'm not trying to trivialize philosophy, but many philosophers and their metaphysics start at the position, the same position Descartes did, that there might be some evil demon out there situating the world. It's in the Meditations. It's in Plato. It's in the movie Matrix. It's in all the cyberpunk. It's in the culture, this idea, Philip K. Dick type idea, that this is just a simulation, that this is not real. But what's even worse is that you'll never really know for sure. And the person running it, whatever their interests are, whatever their emotions are, they're not about you. You're just something to experiment on. And maybe that's even projection. That's a pretty dark place, folks. Next topic, here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Want to do well on YouTube? Order from the menu. And that's it, folks. Order from the menu. It is Saturday. It is 9 a.m. It is September the 12th, 2026. Where's your cat? Where's your little fucking kitty? It has no pity. It has no love. It will wear your skin like a glove. It will do a little dance in the end. It will invite over its little kitty friends. They will tear and cut and feed you to the lamb and the beast. And after they add yeast, they'll say, okay, 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 it's time for a little cat nip. That's the cat pocalypse. That's the cat pocalypse. That's the smelly cat in the back in the darkness. That's the cat pocalypse. If you like this podcast, I don't know why you would, but if you do, you can donate to it. I don't have a paywall, and I don't really ask for money that often, okay? But sometimes I do. I am barely able to keep it going. I have a cost of doing business for just a blog alone that eats into my monthly budget a lot, and that's not the only cost. And if I were to lose any of the tools I use, I'd have to come up with more money. So yes, in an absolute sense, you will be funding the podcast if you donate, but you don't have to. And before you ever donate, don't donate money you don't have. Don't feel compelled to do it more than once or ever. And make sure you're taking care of yourself before you give money to any random shithead on the internet. That includes government officials. That includes donating to some Papa Blumpity Blump program or one of his friends. Before you give money to anybody out there, make sure that you're taking care of yourself, that you can actually pay your rent and buy food. And then after that, think about the people nearby. Think about your friends, your family. Think about people in your life who could use help. And after you've done all those things and taken care of all those obligations, then you can donate money to my fucking podcast if you want to. Have a great rest of your Saturday.